BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The United States says it will impose further sanctions against Belarus after last Sunday's forced diversion to Minsk of a commercial airliner. The US has warned its citizens not to travel to Belarus and said it would suspend the 2019 US-Belarus Air Services Agreement. Ali McConnell reports.
The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the events of last Sunday a direct affront to international norms. She said the events took place amid an escalating wave of repression by the regime of President Alexander Lukashenko. In response, the United States will reimpose sanctions against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises, blocking US citizens from any transactions with them. It will also work with the European Union and other allies to draw up a list of targeted sanctions against key members of the Lukashenko administration.
President Biden has announced his first annual budget for the United States, a $6 trillion spending plan that includes steep tax rises for big business and richer Americans. The budget must be approved by Congress. Under the plan, the government deficit would exceed 100% of GDP in 10 years' time, a level not seen since the Second World War. The Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, tweeted that the proposal would drown American families in debt. The president of Colombia, Iván Duque, has ordered the military to restore order in the city of Cali after 4 people were killed during anti-government demonstrations. The city, which is under curfew till Saturday morning, has been the epicentre of a month of protests that have claimed dozens of lives. Here's Candice Piet.
The demonstrations were initially in response to a proposed tax reform. Tens of thousands of people marched in Bogotá and in other major cities. From the start, there was a big police presence. Human rights groups reported there were some cases of live ammunition being used. By mid-May, there were dozens of deaths and the protests intensified. The demonstrators expanded their demands, calling for an overhaul of the country's education and health systems and the introduction of universal basic income. 2 weeks of talks with the government have stalled.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has spoken of his shock and distress at the discovery on Thursday of the remains of 215 children in the grounds of a former boarding school set up more than a century ago to assimilate Indigenous people. Mr. Trudeau said the deaths were a painful reminder of what he called a dark and shameful chapter of Canadian history. The MP of the Kamloops region is Cathy McLeod.
There's nothing more painful in life than losing a child. My heart breaks today thinking of all the loving parents who never saw their children return home and who were never granted the dignity of knowing what happened.
World News from the BBC.